Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Maybe your exercise routine has gotten stale, or you want the convenience of working out with a variety of equipment. Perhaps you're tempted by the idea of having a pool, a steam room or sauna, racquetball or tennis courts, and a full schedule of exercise classes. So, you're thinking of joining a gym. But a gym membership isn't something you should enter into lightly.
Before you commit to joining a gym, it's important to know exactly what you're getting for your membership dollars. Here with recommendations on what to look for when choosing a gym is Anna Medaris Miller. Anna is a health and wellness reporter at U.S. News & World Report, who has written a number of articles related to this topic.
Anna, thanks for joining us on Take Care.
Great to be here.
So, people look at gyms, and as we mentioned, sometimes they're tempted by the pool or the steam room or sauna, but they may be looking at the wrong things, and you have advice on what they actually should be looking at. What is that?
There's a lot of factors that should go into your decision to join a gym. You do want to think of it kind of like a relationship, and a lot of it is the right match. So the right gym for your friend might not be the gym for you. So you have to think about what your values are. And definitely do your research ahead of time. So don't sign on the dotted line before you really have read that contract. I know a lot of us don't read through it. I'm pretty sure I didn't the last time I joined a gym. But it's important to know what you're signing up for in case you do end up wanting to get out of it.
What are the kinds of things that show up in a contract that if you haven't read it, you find yourself saying, oh, I can't believe I made that commitment?
So you want to know how long you're locked in for. You might have signed up for a year commitment when you were thinking it was just month to month. Or you might get some fees somewhere down the line that you weren't prepared for. Maybe they have an annual fee for repairs that they just tack on to everybody's contract. And all of a sudden, mid-year, you get an extra charge and you don't know where it came from. You want to know how long, if in a year this contract is up, will you be able to keep the amount that you paid for that first year, or are they going to charge you more each year? So look at these things and see if you can even test out the gym before you commit. A lot of them, especially around the new year, are going to offer promotions and allow you to try it out for a week or try a class. I think that's a really important tip before you commit.
So you see a gym, you move to a new apartment or a new neighborhood, you walk in the door. What will they allow you to sample? Will most of them let you have a one-day free pass maybe and take classes? Like, how can you get a good read on how compatible you are with the gym when you're just visually looking at it?
It really does vary by gym, but I think it's a good business practice for the gyms to allow you to try it out. Even if it is just a day pass, you say you're an interested member, take the tour. And while you're on the tour, really try to take in as much as you can. Look at who the other people are there. Are they people that you want to be working out with? Do they seem like your kind of style? Are they happy? Are they putting their weights back? Really get a feel for if you feel comfortable there. If you're maybe being in the gym isn't something that you're naturally comfortable with, you want to make sure you're going to be vulnerable there. And so you want to be somewhere that makes you feel welcome.
Yes, as a matter of fact, sometimes you'll find a gym where it's frequented by a lot of bodybuilders, and that's the kind of thing that could be really intimidating to someone who's a more casual workout person.
Right. You do really need to know yourself again here. So some people are really motivated by being around super fit people who are wearing the hottest fitness gear, and others are really intimidated by that, and that idea might actually keep them from the gym. So really ask yourself and be honest about what you want and what will motivate you to go.
You have covered this topic before. What are you finding is the main reason why individuals decide, you know, I'm not going to stick it out at that gym anymore?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons, and it depends on the person. So I think one really important point is that convenience of both the hours and the location are really key. Just like a diet, the best one for you is the one that you're going to stick with. Same with the fitness routine. So if the gym, no matter how beautiful it is and how much wonderful programming they offer, if it's an hour drive away, you're probably not going to go. So I think it's people break up with their gyms, as I call it, because it's too far away or the hours are inconvenient. They don't like the people around them. The upkeep is not sufficient or they're getting threatened by a new charge. There's a lot of complaints that go around about gyms.
Is there any way to tell if a gym is taking all the necessary safety precautions, like with exercise equipment, making sure people are using it correctly to avoid an injury? Also, first aid equipment, defibrillators, and especially how would we find out if their personnel are required to have the training they would need to deal with an emergency situation?
That's a good question, and that's something that you could ask when you are looking at the gym. These, they call them probably membership consultants at some places. They should know, but most gyms are going to, they should definitely be hiring trainers that have credentials and can teach these classes. The tricky thing is that there are a lot of organizations that offer credentials for personal training and fitness instruction, and a lot of them, you can just do these courses online and don't necessarily have to prove yourself in person. So I would ask the trainers themselves, ask the membership consultants what they look for when they're hiring trainers and fitness instructors, and go from there.
Finally, I just want to ask you one that we don't talk about all that much, and that's the cleanliness. Cleanliness, not only on the fitness floor, but mainly in the locker rooms. I'm sure there's plenty of stuff to go around that you can catch at a gym. Very often you're showering there and running off to work. How big a factor is that when you're choosing a gym?
I think it's big if it's bad. So if that's something you're going to notice. And definitely when you're touring, you want to check out the locker room. If you're going to be using the showers, notice how clean they look. And I think another important point is that gym upkeep is a lot of members' responsibility. So the gym should be cleaning it regularly and it should seem hygienic, absolutely. But that is something that members have to put their effort in as well. So are the other people putting their towels away and cleaning up after themselves and being respectful of each other, because the gym can only do so much. So you want to be somewhere where the people around you take pride in their gym and keep it up.
Anna Medeiros-Miller is a health and wellness reporter at U.S. News and World Report. Anna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.